Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 24th of November. God's Calling in Isaac. The children of Abraham are those who receive and believe the word of promise. Isaac's response to this word reveals how we become children of the promise. Explaining this point, Paul reminded his readers of God's word to Abraham, saying, "In Isaac your seed shall be called." The calling of God refers to the unique sonship name that was predestined for each identity who would be brought to birth from Adam. We note this principle in the words of the Lord, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you, I have called you by your name, you are mine." The word of promise was first proclaimed to Abraham when the Lord called him to leave his country, his family, and his father's house for a land that he would reveal to him. The Lord said that he would bless Abraham and make him a great nation, and that in him all the families of the earth shall be blessed. According to the word of God, Isaac was born to Abraham and Sarah in their old age. He was born according to the word of promise. When Isaac was in his late teens or early 20s, God directed Abraham to sacrifice him on Mount Moriah. Because Abraham obeyed God and did not withhold his son, the Lord spoke to Abraham a second time, confirming this word of promise with an oath. This revealed two aspects of God's immutable word, the promise and the oath. Significantly, Paul explained that Abraham's offering on Moriah was when the word of promise was made to Abraham and his seed. Paul specified that this seed did not refer to all of Abraham's descendants, beginning with Isaac. Abraham's seed was Christ. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 9, verses 7 to 9. Genesis chapter 21 verse 12, Isaiah chapter 43 verse 1, Genesis chapter 12 verses 1 to 3, Genesis chapter 22 verses 15 to 18, Hebrews chapter 6 verses 17 and 18, and Galatians chapter 3 verse 16. For further study, Romans chapter 9.